Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here at my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those people working on the coronavirus right now, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working wherever they're working on the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can go over to our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump on in the chat room over there and get into the conversation, just like Al and Wally and Cousin Vinny and Richard the Marine and Steve in Thailand. They're all in there right now. Eric's in there, too. And Kyle and I are both in there chatting away with the folks that are in there. So back to the back to Kyle Warren. There you are, and welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Let's say the pledge of times, too. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance in the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we honor and remember the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, the flag of the United States is our very important symbol of freedom. And I saw somebody burning that the other night, Carl, and I just wanted to jump through the television set, grab the guy and wring his neck.
Yeah, well, yeah, that doesn't go over too well, yeah.
No. Now, let's talk about retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Apparently, Judge Sullivan yesterday decided to answer the good general and the charge that was levied against him about the fact that he needed to get off his butt. By the way, the Department of Justice is also involved in this. Both parties, it's where we're at right now, both parties have agreed to dismiss the case. That's the way it was done. And the judge said, wait a minute, not so fast, because they got rid of the original chief prosecuting attorney and brought in another attorney, and then he filed the papers to make sure that they were going through what they were going to. Now, the federal government on one hand and Lieutenant General Flynn on the other hand. Now, there no longer remains a live dispute subject to the federal court's jurisdiction. Article 3 provides that the judicial power of the United States extends only to cases and controversies, and there's not one here. Now, without a live dispute, any decision Sullivan renders or purports to render would consist of an improper advisory opinion. So, arguing that the mandamus should be denied because he has yet to rule on the motion to dismiss, Sullivan has proved the need for the mandamus to prevent him from issuing an advisory opinion, because under the Constitution of the United States, Flynn has the Constitution on his side, regardless of the way he pleaded, and Sullivan has only the resistance on his side.
Well, exactly. Well, and did you know this as well, which I'm sure you do, Captain, the Judge Sullivan has his own lawyer now, Beth Wilkinson, and she pointed out, essentially, that there were these unusual aspects of the case, and I think that they're talking about the idea that General Flynn ended up pleading guilty in the case, which had been brought by the Robert Mueller special counsel.
Under extreme duress and under lies and exaggeration and fabrication, because they threatened his family, they threatened his son.
See, that is key. That's exactly it. And so I think that now this, the Judge Sullivan, I'm sure is a learned individual, should be able to see that from all of the new evidence that we know now about how General Flynn was railroaded. And I'm just little old me, and I can see that from here. One wonders why the judge in this case is trying to perpetuate this, because this was a terrible miscarriage of justice. He's in a position to go ahead and say, it's over, but he hasn't done that yet.
Now, because he's still talking about the unique facts in this case. Well, part of the unique facts in this case were the fact that this was all done under extreme duress and under threats and blackmail, if you will, by the prosecutor who was working with the Obama camp, if you will, because he was one of the holdovers from there. And this just needs to be done away with, period.
Well, that's right. And even the Justice Department doesn't believe that the judge has the authority to just not have the case be dismissed, because as you rightly pointed out, Captain, the two parties involved have said, we don't have a problem anymore. But the judge evidently has a big problem.
Now, I think we'll mention this. We mentioned a little bit about it. Joe Biden is planning on going to Houston to attend the funeral of George Floyd. Obviously, that's going to be a political thing on the part of Joe Biden, because they feel that they're going to show that, you know, how much they care for the blacks. And I can just hear it now, how much they care for the blacks and this, that, and the other. And he'll try to do something to bring in the political end of it there. But Joe Biden is a phony. He's as phony as the day is long, because when you take a look at his record and he talks about all the different things he did, name me one thing that he did that benefited the blacks today anywhere.
Well, you'd be hard-pressed to do that. And
well, he keeps talking about the Civil Rights Act.
Well, exactly.
But that wasn't his idea to begin with. He went along with it reluctantly.
Yes.
That was Lyndon Baines Johnson when he brought it in. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along here in the overnight hours. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Pelosi and company and a new poll that shows that Joe Biden is in a bit of trouble. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and bigger and better than ever. We'll be around Saturday and Sunday this week in Largo from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. I will be there both days. I won't be there for the full length of the show, but I'll be there from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. at the very latest in the afternoon. And Two Guys Gun Shows this weekend will be at Minreg Hall in Largo. They're located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. To find out more, you can go to twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com, the website. And remember, you can always shop the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment. They've got a large collection of live knives there, as well as private collections. You can trade in a weapon if you want. There's a lot of different things going on. They had a lot of outdoor things for sale, too, down there in Port Charlotte. I'm assuming some of that will be back in Largo, and it was a great time had by all. And again, right now, and Kyle Warren, I'm going to bring him into this right now. Gun stocks are way up, and background checks surged here in the last few weeks, some 75%. People are back to buying guns.
Well, they sure are, Captain, and even in my local area, I just saw a report on that tonight on local news, where the gun shop was, you know, very, very busy, people coming in. In fact, there's so much demand that they not only have to wait the 10-day waiting period here in California, but because they're back-ordered and this kind of stuff, they may not get a gun for well after that period of time. But basically the consensus, of course, with the unrest is that you know, hey, I might have to do something to protect myself and my family. But even reaching back into the COVID-19 lockdown, I think people got to thinking, you know, here we are, our society is changing. There's some very strong possibilities that you could see some problems apart from what we're seeing right now. And people have just been more mindful of perhaps protecting themselves.
Well, there were a lot of shotguns sold last weekend, a lot of shotguns, because that is probably one of the simplest and easiest weapons a person can have in their home, because if someone were to break into your house and you point that at them, you are not going to miss. You are not going to miss. And double barrel shotguns, pump shotguns, whatever, they were literally being sold as fast as they were laid out on the table. So that was something I saw last week. Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden, according to some new polls that are out there, is starting to slip behind Donald Trump in several states, especially the battleground states. And even his overall lead he's got in some of the blue states has gone down.
Well, exactly, and I think that Biden, he's, again, his own sort of worst enemy. It's almost like the less he has said or the less he's been seen, the better off it's been. And now that, at least up to this point, we were starting to have some reopening, and Biden was coming out of the Biden basement bunker, I think that the more that voters actually hear from Biden and sort of see the state that he's in, it's going to lessen his appeal, I think. And, of course, he's going to wait till August, we understand, to announce the vice presidential ticket running mate. But that may not be there in time to get any kind of real momentum going for him. Because you have to remember, even though he's the presumptive nominee, he doesn't even really have the enthusiasm that Hillary Clinton voters had at the time. So he's got a pretty big hill to climb.
Well, somewhere I saw something about he only needed 114 delegates or something like that to clinch the...
Right.
Was that about... Does that sound right?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. All right. And, of course, we still got these... And, by the way, we did have a bunch of primaries on Tuesday. What happened there?
Well, yes, I do believe we don't have all the different results yet, but I do know that... I don't know if this is going to put him over the top, but even so... You still have all of the sort of the unrest, as it were, in the Democrat Party thinking that he's a bad candidate or a bad national standard bearer. So that could still play out. I think he will go on and be the nominee and actually run in the election. But, again, it's not going to be with the kind of enthusiasm that many of the Democrats think that there's going to be, I believe.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton, who is turning out to be really just a gem in the Senate, and boy, Arkansas, you're so lucky to have him representing you. He said that China is using Huawei to destroy the United Kingdom-United States special relationship, and of course that's because of the capability that Huawei has to be able to spy on people.
Well, exactly right. In fact, I believe he also likened the idea of using Huawei technology, even in the phone networks. He essentially put it, or likened it to allowing Russia to build submarines for the West during the Cold War. So those are some pretty graphic sort of examples to use. And so he's not, obviously not mincing words at all. And as I recall, if I'm not mistaken, I think even the U.S. military put a moratorium on getting products from Huawei.
Have you been to a movie lately?
Well, not with the shutdown, but last movie I saw was probably in late December, early January. Yeah.
Well, the movies are producers in Hollywood are starting to get really concerned because box office revenue is way down. It's plunged 50% since the coronavirus closures, and it could also be because maybe the movies weren't worth watching.
Well, you know, it is interesting because it's expensive to go to the movies. That's for sure. And if you want to take your family to the movies, you're looking at, you know, $50 to $100 for openers, for tickets, and to get refreshments and popcorn and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of people are finding out that with their home theater systems and big screen TVs, they seem to be opting for these in-home premieres. And so I think no matter what happens after COVID-19, you're still going to find that the industry is shifting now from going to see the movies. But just like everybody else, I love to go to the theater. That's always a good experience.
Now, the Washington Post is a newspaper that's been struggling. All newspapers have. The liberal newspapers are definitely having a problem. Washington Post is probably one of the leading liberal papers in the country. They just inked a partnership with other struggling newspapers. Get this, small town and small city news outlets.
Yeah, interesting. I think they're looking for any way that they can survive.
Remain relevant.
Remain relevant, generate revenue and so forth. There are a lot of different places now that are even, you know, behind paywalls. And a lot of times people don't want to pay the paywall. But the advertising alone doesn't really sustain them. So I think they're looking for these ways. Is it a sort of a last gasp? I don't know, but you know we'll see. But you mentioned though, Captain, a lot of the liberal-minded news outlets seem to be having a lot of issues with that.
And the Pentagon has launched a plasma drive to fight the coronavirus because they've identified, just like other doctors have done with private patients, they've identified the people that have the antibodies so that they can develop the plasma to try to help people that have the coronavirus.
Well, exactly. And this is something that, while not, it's not a vaccine, but it is a, for lack of a better term, like a bridge to a vaccine, because it helps people get better faster. And from what I understand, may even help, not inoculate them, but to, keep people sort of protected as a protective measure. So again, this is one of those kinds of times, Captain, where the phrase, let a thousand flowers bloom, I think, comes into play, because we got to find all kinds of different weapons against this virus.
Well, I found one of those flowers that's up in Seattle. Now, a Seattle city councilman openly endorsed looting and rioting. How's that working out for everybody?
You know, again, it is kind of odd that somebody would say something like that. They're obviously trying to make up some kind of political point, but I can't imagine, you know, because of the kinds of violence that we're seeing and the wanton destruction of property and jobs, that people in those communities have jobs to go and work, presumably, when everything's reopening on schedule. To try to say stuff like that, it seems like it incites violence rather than make some esoteric political point.
Yeah, now tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you just never know what you're going to hear there.
That's right.
All right, here comes the music up in my ear. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and KyleWarrenShow.com, the website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, you know, America's had enough. America's had enough, and things are getting serious now around the countryside. More and more people are showing up with guns to protect their business, to protect their home, whatever. Neighbors are showing up, too, so this is not something that you can tinker around with anymore. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with Level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Acting Chief of the U.S. Park Police says officers did not use tear gas against protesters near the White House on Monday, according to a statement released late on Tuesday. The release says pepper balls and smoke canisters were used against the protesters as they became more combative. This all done so President Trump could visit St. John's Episcopal Church, which is also causing a bit of controversy. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says it was the right move for the president to visit that church.
The police did not respond other than to move the protesters back. I thought what the president did in visiting the church was not only appropriate, it was needed.
Cities across the country bracing for another night of possible looting and violence following chaos last night across the nation. The protests continuing over the death of George Floyd 8 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, you sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at the National Aviation Academy, the Military and Veterans News segment. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one's right down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, directly across the bay from where I'm sitting right now. Now, to find out more and to find out how you can become an aviation maintenance tech with a tremendous career and benefits and a great salary to start and an opportunity to make a six-figure salary down the line, I want you to check them out by going online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080 to find out more, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Caleth Wright, announced an independent review of the service's justice system after a series of scathing reports that showed it disproportionately punished young black airmen. Now, Chief Wright started out his report by saying, "I am George Floyd." He promised a review of the Air Force justice system so it wouldn't be heavily leaned in one direction versus another. Now, President Donald Trump promised to mobilize active duty military assets with the problem with our nationwide protests that were growing, especially in the nation's capital. Now, he was going to do it with or without the consent of local officials. I can tell you in Washington, D.C., 1,600 members of both the 82nd Airborne and the 10th Mountain Division showed up and were staging in a rear area last night in Washington, D.C., and we'll see what it is that they wind up doing and what they're going to do. I believe these are military policemen is what I was told. I believe these are military policemen. Now, the Taliban is continuing to back and support al-Qaeda in Afghanistan despite the deal with the Trump administration to stop. Now, the Taliban has not broken its ties with al-Qaeda. In fact, they've probably gotten stronger, according to the UN Security Council. Now, they declared this information in a brand new report that threatened to undermine a key aspect of the Trump administration's agreement with the Taliban to withdraw U.S. forces after nearly 19 years of war in Afghanistan, and that was for the Taliban to get rid of the al-Qaeda folks and ISIS folks, too, for that matter. Now, President Donald Trump's warning that he would deploy the United States military to any state that refuses to take aggressive action against rioting rests on a long-standing presidential power that gives him wide latitude to the White House. And again, I'm not surprised to hear that, neither should anybody else in the audience, because this is what we have been doing for years and years and years, since way back in, I believe it was 1807 or something like that, where we first heard this being used. I believe it was that far. Might have been 1815, but at any rate, there you have it. And it's not to be forgotten either. Now, presidents do have the leeway to deploy the United States military in any state that refuses to take aggressive action against rioting, which rests on a long-standing presidential power that gives the wide latitude to begin with to the White House. It's called the Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act. And a president does not need to have permission of Congress or anyone else to use it. Now, Veterans Affairs officials announced that they will remove a series of grave markers bearing Nazi swastikas and tributes to Adolf Hitler from department cemeteries after lawmakers and veterans advocates compared the markers to offensive and disrespectful material, which has no place in a cemetery where you're honoring those that served their country and passed away in service to their country. Now, the U.S. Army Command is looking to use an Army Special Force Assistance Brigade in Tunisia, the general in charge said, adding that he's concerned over Russian weaponry and personnel in neighboring Libya. So we'll see what happens there. And the Russian military accused the U.S. and its NATO allies of conducting provocative military drills near the nation's border, a statement that reflected simmering Russia-NATO tensions. Now, I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later here, but in the meantime, you know, nothing's going to happen. Also, an infiltrator who killed two U.S. officers in one of the Afghan war's highest-profile insider attacks has walked free from a Parwan province prison. He was released on Monday. And nearly all of the Taliban leadership in Doha had the coronavirus. Now, Doha is in Qatar. We'll see what happens there. Now, rising commissary prices are hurting junior enlisted families, says an Air Force tech sergeant who asked senior officials if financial relief could be provided to the military families because of free and other increased costs that were costing them more money and they weren't able to afford the normal amount of food that they used to get. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Also, the U.S. Naval Academy is planning to have 4,400 midshipmen return to the campus in Maryland this fall after students completed the last semester with online learning from their homes around the nation due to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, Special Operations Command wants all of their data operators to be presented on a single pane of glass. They want to honor them, put them on a single pane of glass. Good luck with that, and kudos to them for a job well done. By the way, the Pentagon has ordered an active duty battalion of military police soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to deploy to Washington, D.C., as the city becomes more violent. And, of course, that is the 82nd Airborne we're talking about there. And the Defense Department is seeking to adapt artificial intelligence technology if it uses to track down terrorists, drones, or predict when aircraft need maintenance for a new purpose, screening and testing the coronavirus treatments and vaccines. So we're talking about using artificial intelligence for that. Okay? We'll see how that plays out. Now, more than 140 individuals training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and about 70 at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, have all tested positive for the COVID-19 virus, the two posts said in a statement on Sunday. That may affect some of the training that's going on there. We'll see. And about 15 West Point cadets who returned to the campus for graduation, during which President Trump was scheduled to deliver an address, have actually tested positive for coronavirus. So now we'll see where that goes. Boy, you can't win. Can't win. Now, do you remember the colonel, Special Forces colonel, back in 2017, the mission in Niger, which killed four U.S. troops? While he was in line to be promoted, guess what? He's not getting promoted. So, sorry, colonel, but it's not going to happen. All right, I'll be right back, and we're going to take another look at the highways and byways, and then Denise Simon will be along. So don't go anywhere, and I'm here to tell you, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling along the overnight radio airways.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Alrighty, and don't forget this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Blind J truck stop, closest to you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and they are the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J truck stops. Alrighty, here we go.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time it's out, I get the same old thing. Always a hooky-dooky thing until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't break my love on no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself. Yeah.
George Thorogood, or the Georgia Satellites, and they are talking about keep your hands to yourself. And that's another oldie but goodie from back in the day. And we're always happy to play that stuff because that brings back a lot of memories to a lot of people out there in the audience. Now, today's weather, clusters of strong to severe thunderstorms are possible today from parts of the northern and central plains east into the northern middle Atlantic. Now, Tropical Storm Cristobal is going to meander over the Bay of Campeche before lifting north across the Gulf of Mexico on Friday, and it's coming towards, looks like, Houston or New Orleans. Could be there by Monday or Tuesday at the latest as a Category 1 hurricane. Now, excessive heat is forecast Wednesday and Thursday over the desert southwest, including Phoenix, Las Vegas, Tucson, Yuma are all going to have unbearably hot temperatures. Now, there will also be inland heat from the Ontario area of California all the way up to about Redding, California, but the temperatures won't be as hot as what they'll be out in the East Desert when you get out about Calexico and head east along I-10 and I-8 towards the Arizona line into all the way, as I said, to Tucson. Temperatures there will be 110 to 115. The other temperatures that I just mentioned will be in the 90s. Now, there is some unsettled weather up in Montana right now. The north central and northeast part of Montana has got some unsettled weather in there. It could be anything from a thunderstorm to flash flooding with heavy rain. But there is some light rain that's in Bozeman and Billings right now. Right now, Wyoming is looking pretty good, except for the extreme northern central part of Wyoming. That would be I-25 going north. Got some rain right there along the border. And then down in Colorado, the western half of Colorado, from about I-25 west, is rain on and off up in the mountains. And over into Utah, the northeastern corner of Utah, you're getting rain right now there, too, as well. Now, there is some rain and some fog up in the extreme northern upper peninsula of Michigan. So be advised of that if you're going that way. And then things aren't looking too bad right now along I-90, along I-80, I-70, I-64, I-40, I-20. Things are all looking good in that area, so keep that in mind. But again, as I look down here at the weather, the story for the weekend is going to be, where is that storm going? And right now it's Tropical Storm Cristobal. It looks like as if it's going to start to move out of the Bay of Campeche and come north towards either Houston or New Orleans. And we'll see how close we are with that. That's a prediction from the National Weather Service. Now, also, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J truck stop closest to you. They've got some pretty good food at this time of the night there that people don't need to take tread lightly on. I mean, if you're out there in the highways and byways and you want to get something to eat, pull into the Pilot, pull into the Flying J, and you definitely will be able to be taken care of in the fashion of which you want to be and need to be. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to wind up getting yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and that's always good this time of the night. And while we're waiting for Denise Simon to call us, we are going to talk about Michael Flynn when we come in here. That's the first thing I'm going to talk about with her. Then we're going to get into the other things that we have to offer tonight, because it's a very, once again, busy news night with what's going on around the countryside. Just can't get away from it. Now, we've got a sheriff here in Florida, Grady Judd, who has encouraged gun-loving homeowners to blow looters right out the back of the house if they decide to come to your house in Polk County. And what he's talking about there is a lot of people have shotguns, and that's what you use. That's a weapon of choice if you're a homeowner, because you are not going to miss when you pull that trigger. All right, well, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us right now. And, of course, Denise writes a lot of different columns and things there at FoundersCode.com. Go over there and see what she has to offer. All right there, Shorty. What the heck's going on with General Flynn? I hear that the judge, Mr. Judge Sullivan, chimed in yesterday.
Well, yeah, his attorney did. By the way, our taxpayers pay for the attorney, Beth Wilkinson. Anyway, there is clearly bias. He is they are not going to, on the writ of mandamus, they're just going to, like, dismiss it, you know, so... there is clearly a controversy here. Their argument is really rather weak on the response. The interesting thing is that Flynn can appeal. Once a decision is finally made here on throwing this case out, yes or no, which Sullivan is going, no, we're not. Mm-hmm. Flynn can appeal. So this will be kind of interesting to see how this necessarily plays out. But the argument is, it really is kind of weak.
Well, it's my understanding that it's a constitutional issue and the judge is on the wrong side of the issue.
Well, they're disputing whether he has the power to... dismiss the case.
Mm-hmm.
It appears it is not only a bias towards Flynn, but the bigger bias is towards A.G. Barr. And it's like Sullivan is really challenging Barr himself. So that tells you there's another layer of pretty nasty politics in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, not everybody gets along with everybody, and, of course, it's to be expected, I suppose. But we'll see, because if this goes back to the Court of Appeals, which is where I think it went, and that's how come the judge is having to render an opinion, because he was told to by that court, correct?
Well, it can still go to yet another court, to the appeals, yeah. So
okay,
it'll be fascinating to see... now that they've got the response, it'll be passing to see what...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Right after the top of the hour news, and when we come back, tell you what, a lot of stuff going on still with across the country. A lot of stuff, and got to get this under control somehow, some way. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.